Dan Conifer is going to take over the weather, and Dan will give us the news headlines as well. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. The US President Barack Obama will today meet grieving families who lost loved ones in a shooting massacre at a primary school in a town in Connecticut. The body of nurse Jacinta Saldana, who was found dead in London after a Sydney radio station prank call, has arrived in India for burial. Fiji is preparing for tropical cyclone Evan. The cyclone is bringing storm force winds to the Northern Islands as it moves west, and I know we're hoping to bring you the latest from Fiji in this coming half hour. Intelligence links between Australia and Sri Lanka will be boosted as part of an effort to crack down on people smuggling. Australia's peak Muslim body has suspended two of its board members over claims of financial irregularities. The Australian Federation of Islamic Councils says it's conducting an external audit because of allegations the two board members were claiming payments they weren't entitled to. Shinzo Abe is Japan's new prime minister. Voters there have swept the conservative Liberal Democratic Party back into power after a break of just 3 years, and Australia will take a 141-run lead in day four of the first cricket test against Sri Lanka in Hobart today at 9 for 27 with Ed Cowan on 16 and David Warner on 8. And here's that weather that you've been punted from after just two attempts. I better
two
do
attempts.
Well here.
Yeah.
Brisbane, sunny and 34. Sydney, early drizzle and 23. Canberra, chance of an early shower and 23. Melbourne, sunny and 22. Hobart, chance of showers 20. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. Perth, sunny 37. Alice Springs, partly cloudy and 37. And Darwin, shower or storm, 34. How did I go?
Look, marvellously, marvellously. And look, on paper, it looks so simple. You know, the name of a city and a temperature. But between, you know...
It's a lot to it.
There's a hell of a lot more than that to it.